San Diego Mission Academy, operated by Alta Vista Public Charter, Inc. It's Tuesday, December the 1st, 2020 at 2:30 p.m. On March 17th, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies covered by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in a meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above. It may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to vmendoza@sdmissionacademy.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. As required by state law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So we're going to call the meeting to order. We'll establish a quorum by taking roll calls. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck, present. Mike Malloy,
present.
John George,
present.
And Barbara Willebrand. Okay. So there are four of us here, and Barbara is absent. Pledge of Allegiance, please put your phone on mute, and let's ask John to lead us in the pledge.
My pleasure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so now we'll do staff introductions. And we're going to look for corporate officers first.
Thank you, Madam President. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
All right, thank you. School staff?
Hi, excuse me, this is Jenna Eunice, Principal.
This is Jeff. Kevin Ogden. Kevin Ogden, I'm the liaison to the Charter Authorizer.
And this is Jeff Martineau, Vice President of Charter Relations.
All right, thank you. School Legal Counsel.
Yes, good afternoon. Bill Thompson, attorney for the board.
And advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Gita Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
And hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
Welcome, ladies. Other staff who wish to introduce themselves? All right. Thank you, everyone. So let's go to E, approve agenda for the December 1st, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume that everyone has read that. Or is there any questions or discussion? And if there is none, can I get a motion and a second to approve E?
John Dorsch to approve.
So John George moves and Claudette Beck seconds. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara, are you there yet? No. Okay. All right. So it has passed by four votes. We'll now go to F, approved minutes of the October 13, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Has everyone read that? Any questions or discussion? Can I get a motion and a second to approve? Yeah.
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, so Mike Malloy has made a motion and Claudette Beck has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand.
Barbara. Aye.
Okay. Welcome, Barbara. Good. All right. So F is passed. Consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda items are considered by the board to be routine and consistent. By the way, we passed that unanimously. I'm got thrown because Barbara was there. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered with action separately. And it's A, 1 through explore. One, the board will be asked to approve the revised school safety plan. Two, the board will be asked to adopt the updated El Dorado Charter Special Education Local Plan Area SELPA plan. And three, the board will be asked to approve the updated participation agreement with the El Dorado Charter Special Education Local Plan Area SELPA. And four, the board will be asked to approve the student intervention, promotion, and retention policy. And these are from pages 14 to 258 for everyone. So does anyone want any of these removed or set aside to discuss later? If not, can I get a motion and a second to approve consent agenda A1 through 4? Alda Willebrand, move.
Claudette Beck, I'll second.
All right, so Barbara Willebrand has moved, Claudette Beck has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So the consent agenda A1 through 4 has been approved unanimously. So now we're going into public comments, 3A. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to the staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. At this time, Shelley, has anyone reached out to you for the public?
This is Shelley Sands reporting that there have been no comments submitted to the email listed on the agenda and posted online.
All right, thank you. So now we are at public hearing, and we're going to open it up, and the time is 2:38, and I'd like a motion and a second to open the public hearing.
Can I make back? I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second. All right, so Claudette Beck has motioned and Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we have opened our public hearing and the vote was unanimous. So B, the board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendation and comments of members. I'll turn the page here. Hold on. Of the public regarding the local control funding formula budget overview for parents. And this is Jenna.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Board President, Board members, and community members as well. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving in spite of the unusual holiday restrictions that we find ourselves under again here in Southern California. Before I begin, I will direct you to pages 271 through 273 of the board package for the LCFF budget overview for parents. So for the 2021 school year, the budget overview for parents was separated from the development of the LCAP last spring with Senate Bill 98. Senate Bill 820 required that it be approved by local boards by December 15th, 2020. This is done in alignment with our charter's first interim report, which will be presented later. In addition, the budget overview for parents demonstrates to the public and to parents that the school directed its funds in 2019-2020 school year toward increasing or improving services and meeting the needs of the school community impacted by COVID-19, and also directing funds for high-need students such as low-income students, English learners, foster youth, and homeless students. On page 271, you will see the projected revenue chart, which explains the projected revenue for the school by each funding source. This takes into account the LCFF funds, with both supplemental and concentration grants, local funds, state funds, federal funds, and Federal CARES Act funds. The chart not only lists the amount from each funding source, but also the percentage of the total revenue for that source that SDMA has received. So if you'll look, the total revenue projected for San Diego Mission Academy is $1,691,222, with 75% of that revenue coming from LCFS funding, 6% from the state, and the rest from local and federal funds, such as the CARES Act. Following on page 272, you'll see a chart for budgeted expenditures in the Learning Continuity Plan, or LCP. You may recall that the LCP replaced the LCAP for the 2020-2021 school year and provided that districts describe how they plan to continue that high-quality education and social-emotional support and nutrition to students during the COVID-19 pandemic. So page 272 indicates that San Diego Mission Academy has budgeted $268,800 of its $293,800 for high-need students like EL, foster, homeless, and special education students, according to its LCP. Some of the actions included in the SDMA LCP are increasing community outreach and resource partners to help local families during this time, including employing a full-time community liaison who attends multiple county collaborative meetings that span the residency of our students, engaging with local government offices such as the San Diego DA's office to learn about resources in the community in which our students reside, making calls to students for social, emotional, and also retention and intervention support, finding short-term housing, providing food resource locations, and even dropping off food, parenting supplies, and more to our students when needed. SDMA is also promoting one-on-one coaching, as well as offering short-term counseling with our school counselor and making our school psychologist available to offer social-emotional support when needed. We have increased communication with students and parents, especially through intentional positive outreach, e-cards, positive recognition in newsletters and monthly calls, cards home, and an evening orientation and wellness event for parents and students. We also sent a care package to students recently with back-to-school supplies. We are monitoring and distributing technology to our high-need students as a priority, and we have provided flexible staffing hours to offer support through 8 p.m. and on Saturdays, as well as providing some on-call support during the recent holiday, Monday through Wednesday of last week. The remaining funds not listed in the LCP are spent toward providing service to our unduplicated high-need students and furthering the success of all students in our online program, which, as you know, serves a high population of EL, low-income, foster, and special education students. So this concludes my presentation of the budget overview for parents, and at this time, I would like to open it up for any questions from the board or anyone else.
All right, board members, any questions? Jenna?
No, but what I'd like to say to Jenna is, though, you know, that she came on just recently, and she, well, she got hit with all of this, so I think it's really, she deserves an applause, because I mean, I know everyone does, but oh my gosh, you know, just to be thrown into all of this is just crazy. So, kudos to you.
I agree with that. This is Carol Stanford. I agree. You've had to hit the floor running, so we appreciate all these.
Exactly.
Any other questions? All right. The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the budget overview for parents plan. Is there anyone who from the public who wants to speak? And Shelley, have you heard from anyone from the public?
This is Shelley Sands reporting that there have been no comments submitted to the email listed on the agenda and posted online.
All right, so thank you. So now we need a motion and a second to adjourn the public meeting.
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And who is the second?
Barbara Willebrand.
Okay. So Claudia Beck motions and Barbara Willebrand seconds. We'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So the tally is unanimous that we have closed the public hearing, and we have closed it at 2:45. So now we're into school reports and information. This is a principal update. Jenna.
Thank you again, board members and others. So, yes, I have quite a lot of exciting news. So I'll go ahead and start with our current enrollment, which is at 158 students, which is pretty similar to where we've been sitting for the past few months. We've had students transition in. We've also had a couple of students transition out or to a previous traditional setting. We have 10 graduates for our 2021 school year, July 1st or December 1st. And we are having our winter graduation ceremony virtually on Wednesday, December 9th. So I do have a Zoom link, meeting ID and passcode. I will make sure that that gets out to all of you. We have 6 graduates committed to attending our ceremony, and we have 2 who have committed to speaking. We are offering speaking opportunity for all of our students to provide kind of a more intimate ceremony, which is true to our culture and really getting to know students and working with them one-on-one. Ricky Alvarado is the head of Community Wrap, and he will be our keynote speaker. Community Wraparound provides in-community support and mentorship to youth and community members who are victims of gang violence or actively involved in gangs. We have a Community Wrap graduate who will be attending the ceremony next week, and we have several students at SDMA who have enrolled from Community Wrap. We also attend their meetings Mondays every week when we can. We have a representative and participated in a Thanksgiving meal over the break where we cooked, one of our community layout one actually cooked a turkey for them. We have a 24-year-old graduate with a 3-year-old daughter who has persevered through many challenges, including being hospitalized with COVID-19 and driving for Uber during the pandemic to provide for her family. She's also a HOPE program participant, and the HOPE program is our student parent program, and she's participated and spoken there. So we're hoping that she'll be able to make it next week. Genesis Gonzalez is another recent student who finished strong after being accepted into a very selective nail technician program, and she's already attending classes there. So she has agreed to participate and speak, and will be attending graduation with her daughter, Maria, who will also be wearing a teal cap and gown. So we hope you can make it. SDMA is participating in a selection process for a 2020-21 Jobs for American Graduates virtual pilot program. These senior students will be participating in a gamified virtual platform to complete program requirements and job readiness and professional skills. So they start by choosing their avatars, they go on quests, they earn rewards, they can even earn clothing and accessories for their avatars as they progress through their, you know, skills and job-ready classes. So additionally, they will be provided with oversight and mentorship 1 year following their exit from the program, and hopefully we will see them gainfully employed or in a college setting. We had a parent meeting just before the break, and we were able to access real-time data on or show our parents how to access real-time data in our curriculum program from the reports that parents receive weekly. We got some great feedback from our parents on that. We worked with county partners to receive 20 turkeys and provided those tickets and delivered some of those to several of our SDMA student families in need, and also to a former staff member's family who are very happy to have that for the holiday. We've been receiving a lot of positive feedback. As I mentioned in the public hearing, we're sending e-cards pretty much every other week, and one student said, "For this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful to you. Thank you for thinking of us, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving." We sent care packages with school supplies to our students through some of our learning loss mitigation funds, and one of our students, Carlos, said that it made his day. We have several events in November, including Community College Virtual Fair, SDSU Virtual College Fair, Southwestern College Virtual Field Trip. We also have showed students how to job search using online databases and had 2 virtual field trips over the past few 2 months with 13 students attending the October event. So we don't have quite as many events planned in December because of the short period of time until our next holiday, but our counselor and our school staff are currently planning for January. So look forward to checking in with you at that time. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I love the thing about the avatar. I didn't realize that that's how they did that. That's right up those kids' alley. They love that. That's great. At some time, we'll have you tell us a little bit more about it. Any other board members have a comment? All right. So that was just an FYI. So now we'll go on to action item 6. The board will be asked to approve the area superintendent evaluation policy. This is Jeff Martineau.
Good afternoon, President Stanford and board members. On page 260 of your board package, you will find area superintendent evaluation policy. The policy is unchanged from the draft presented for discussion by Jerry Vincent at the last board meeting, and it would be applicable should an area superintendent be selected to oversee San Diego Mission Academy in the future. Prior to an evaluation, you would receive additional information regarding the evaluation tool, annual goals, selected metrics, and training in preparation for evaluating the area superintendent. At this time, I ask for your consideration in approving the area superintendent evaluation policy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Any questions from the board members? Can I get a motion and a second to approve 6A?
Mike Malott makes a motion. John Dorsey second.
Will Brand second. Okay, so Mike Malloy motioned and John Dorsey second. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 6A has passed unanimously, so we'll go to 6B. The board will be asked to approve the 2020-21 first interim report. Geeta.
Hello, everyone. So the first interim report is the first financial report of the fiscal year and shows the financial condition of the school after the first four months of the operation. That's July 1, 2020 through October 31st, 2020. You can find the report on PDF pages 260, starts with the cover page all the way through page 269. The report is composed of financial sections that include original budget, projected totals for this year, actual to date, and projected reserves at year end. The last page of the report shows ADA information, which is especially unique for this year, as it projects funding P2 ADA is already known. This helps us to make more accurate estimations of the actual school revenue for state proportion. This year, due to the ADA hold harmless, the school revenue is not determined by current year's ADA, but last year's ADA. This poses challenges to schools that have growth or reduction of enrollment, because revenue levels are similar to last year's, actually equal to last year's, but expenditures relate to the true enrollment levels during this year. So let's start with Form A of the report. That's the last page of the financial interim section. That's page 269 of your PDF that shows average daily attendance. The original budget projected an ADA of 300 for fiscal year 2020-2021. However, the that will be reported and will be based for state funding is 108. This difference is about 64% lower than the original projection in March. However, the school has addressed these changes in school funding and has adjusted its revenues and expenditure levels to make sure the school provides all needed instructional services to students and educators and also meets spending requirements and remains fiscally sound. Now, we're going to review expenditures and revenues for the first 4 months of the year. That's on Form 62 and starts at the beginning of the report. The school is projecting a total revenue of almost $1.7 million and a projected excess revenue of $83,000. Compared to original budget, state revenue from LCFF sources decreased by 60% due to change in funding ADA.
of the Learning Loss Mitigation Fund, which was $8,000. Other state revenue had an overall decrease of 53% due to multiple factors, in part to the decrease in funding ABA that impacted state BEST and lottery revenue, and also to an increase in state BEST funding rate and an additional funding from the state portion of the Learning Loss Mitigation Fund of $10,000. On the expense side, the total school expenses projected this year is $1.6 million, a decrease of 51% compared to original budget. Projected salaries and benefits decreased 47% in all instructional support and administrative positions. Projected totals for purchases decreased 59% from $338,000 to $138,000 in supplies, software, and equipment. Projected operating expenses decreased 57%, with most of the spending reduction in travel and conferences, professional and instructional services, and communication. If you refer to item F as in Frank of the report, that's the net position of the school financial. You will see that the current reserve of negative $445,000 and the projected excess revenue of $83,000. The school will end the fiscal year 2021 with a projected net reserve of negative $362,000. So that requires a deficit spending for the school. This is moderate improvement in its in school reserve from previous year, and it is a reflection of the limited funding the school is receiving this year due to ABA hold harmless, which is preventing current year's growth. San Diego Mission Academy has prepared a multi-year plan that includes moderate growth after current year when funding will support growth of enrollment, management of staffing, short-term financing to meet cash needs, and will progressively build healthy school reserves. Also, as we previously informed the board, the school is continuously monitoring changes to school funding and cash deferrals. The school superintendent and our finance team are monitoring the cash and instructional spending very closely to make sure that the school adapts to these changes, continuous changes, I should say, and remains fiscally sound. And that concludes my report, and if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer. Thank you.
This is Carol Stanford. That's really interesting. The deficit, too, it's hard during COVID times. So thank you for informing us. Any questions from the other board members? Can I get a motion and a second to approve 6B? Barbara Willebrand moved.
Clutterbeck second.
So Barbara Willebrand has moved, Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 6B has passed unanimously. So now 6C, the board will be asked to approve the local control funding formula budget overview for parents. And this is Jenna.
Thank you. To summarize, the budget overview for parents included information on local control funding formula, or LCFF revenues, supplemental and concentration grants, state funds, and federal coronavirus aid relief and economic security, or CARES Act funding. As indicated in the public hearing, the total estimated expenditures for the year are described in large estimated amounts within the budget overview for parents. Also mentioned in the public hearing, the school has made some progress and fulfilled some actions described in the LCP and is continuously looking for ways to support and improve services for our high-needs population especially. Unless there are further questions from the board, I would like to recommend the approval of the LCFF budget overview for parents. Thank you.
Any questions from the board? All right.
Can we have a motion and a second to approve 6B?
Claudette, I'll make a motion.
John Dorch, second.
Okay. So Claudette made the motion and John Dorch seconded it. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 6D has passed unanimously. So we're on 6D. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. This is Gita.
Hello, everyone. So for the actual manual, if you please refer to pages 275, that's the cover page, all the way to pages 292. There were some verbiage changes that was noted, and you'll see the redlining, so you can see what changes were made, the significant changes. One was for the form 700 verbiage. That's a statement of economic interest. It's a public document, and it's a form that you are all aware. So the verbiage was updated, so we just updated the verbiage in the accounting manual. There were some changes to the gift of public funds. There were a lot of redundancies. Those were all removed and combined, so that's that section that had revisions. We also included a table of contents. Updated the title, so you have a full table of contents. The complete accounting manual is also available on the Board on Track website. There were some grammatical errors that we caught, and as we see those, we continuously make corrections, but all those corrections are updated in the manual that's posted on the Board on Track website. So that concludes my section. Thank you.
Any questions? Can I get a motion and a second to approve 6D?
Barbara Willebrand, motion. Claudette Beck, second.
All right, so Barbara Willebrand has motion, Claudette Beck has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 6D has passed unanimously. So now we're on 6D. The board will be asked to approve a temporary increase of the Hamney Bank line of credit during the deferral period between February and December 2021. And this is Gita.
Hi, everyone. So, again, on this item, the board was asked, if you recall, the last board meeting to approve an estimated amount for the line of credit. On pages 293 to 296, there is the agreement with Hamney Bank with an approved amount of temporary increase from $1 million to $1.3 million. So, in order to maintain the level of cash to support the school operations during the payment deferrals of the state apportionment, the school obtained this temporary increase of its existing line of credit with Hamney Bank. The increase will be gradual and will reach the peak in July and then will decrease gradually through December of 2020 to the original amount approved for the school. So as I mentioned, that increase was from $1 million to $1.3 million temporarily for the school. Thank you.
All right, any questions? Can I get a motion and a second to approve 6E?
Barbara Willebrand, motion.
Mike Malloy, second.
So Barbara Willebrand is motion. Mike Malloy is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
I know. John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So E has passed unanimously. So now we're on F, 6F. The board will be asked to review and approve an accounting firm to prepare the school's Form 990 for the year 2019. And Gita.
Thank you, board. So for the Mission Academy, the Form 990, if you refer to pages 297, to 315, we received two different proposals. One is from Berkey Cox, Evans and Bradford. That's the accountancy corporation firm that currently does the 990s for the school. We also received a proposal from Wilkinson, Hadley, King & Company for preparing the 990s for the school, and that's the firm that is currently performing the audit, the third-party audit for the school financial. The schools can only use California Department of Education auditing firms that are approved by the CDE. So that's who Wilkinson, Hadley, King & Company is, and that's the firm that's approved by CDE. So in the industry in general, it's customary that the firm that does the audited financials for any basically industry also prepares the Form 990. In the case for the school, we have two firms that do this this task. One firm does the audit, one firm does the 990. So if we choose one school, which is the recommendation to the board, Wilkinson Hadley, when they do the audit, they can easily export the data to their 990 template, and that minimizes the errors versus sending all these documents to another firm, which is very labor intensive. Also, it expedites the processing. So as soon as the audit is complete, they can start working on the 990s. And they have all of our information for the school. So there's no need for anyone to provide brand new documents for another firm. Also, the cost for the preparation of the audit for San Diego Mission Academy was quoted by Berkey Cox CPA firm $1,100, and Wilkinson Hadley quoted $400. That's a portion of the expense that will be allocated if we choose to move forward with that. So the recommendation is to the board to approve the use of accounting firm Wilkinson Hadley King & Company to prepare the school Form 990 for fiscal year 2019. Actually, not fiscal year, for the year 2019, for the 990. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Gita. Any questions? Can I get a motion and a second to approve 6F?
John Dorch, move.
Put it back second.
All right, so John Dorch has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 6F has passed unanimously, so thank you. So now we're on 7, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, President Stanford. Good to hear from you again. I want to thank, obviously, I want to thank Jenna, Principal Jenna. Hits the ground running and taking the job and doing all it takes to make it work and make it work for those kids. I really want to thank this board. I'm very, very proud to be able to be watching you guys and listening to you guys and working for you guys because you care. And it shows by the questions you ask and by you actually pay attention. So congratulations. My thanks to you from my heart. Thank you.
Aw, that was sweet. Anybody else have a comment? This is Carol Stanford. Jenna, you're doing an awesome job. It's like you were always been doing it. And I know you've been in the picture a long time, so you got this. Thank you so much for everything you do. And everyone that's involved with it. It's a lot of work, and it means a lot to those 158 kids. Like I said, it's a lifeline. All right. Any other comments?
Yes, this is John Dorch, and I'd like to also commend the entire school team, the corporate officers, administrators, the finance team for continually monitoring the everything that affects the school and for adjusting accordingly. Thank you very much, everyone.
Anyone else? All right, can I get a motion and a second to adjourn?
Barbara Willebrand, move.
Mike Malloy, second it.
All right, so Barbara Willebrand has moved. Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are now adjourned. Merry Christmas to all of you. Have a wonderful season.
Same to everybody else. Merry Christmas.
All right.